The modern Olympic Games began in 1896 with just 14 countries participating that year. Over 200 countries sent athletes to the 2016 Summer Games in Rio de Janeiro, with more than 500 competitors wearing the colors of Team USA. Hi, everybody. Welcome to Sports and Commentary today. My name is Greg Stewart. The show is sponsored by your tax-deductible gifts to Western Wisconsin's Inspirational Broadcaster Incorporated. You can always connect and give if you'd like, quickly, safely, and securely at WWIB.com. Shot putter Michelle Carter, on her third U.S. Olympic team, became the first American woman ever to bring home the gold medal in her sport at Rio de Janeiro, and she's back with me today on the show. So what does it mean to you to accomplish this historic feat, Michelle, becoming the first ever American woman to wear that gold medal?
It's still surreal to this day to think that I was the first American woman to win a gold medal in my event. But it lets you know that sports is still moving along for women till this day, that we're getting better opportunities, we're getting paid better, and we still have a long way to go because a lot of women still don't feel comfortable being in strong events and knowing that they could still be feminine, still feel like a woman, but be strong and be the best at it. And coming in this event, not being the typical shot putter, for example, because I wear the makeup, I wear lashes and lipstick when I compete, and I dress really nice outside of my sport. It's taken a while for women to embrace both parts of those. Like, I could kill it. I'm out there in the field. I'm covered in dirt. I'm dirty. But when it's time for me to dress up, I dress up the way I want to dress up. I look the way I want to look so I can feel the way I want to feel. So when I go out there, I'm confident. I believe in myself. I feel great so I can do great.
Yeah, and God has laid upon your heart, Michelle, an effort to ministry to work with young ladies who have been, you know, struggling with body image stuff, you know, the focus that they see on television and in magazines, not being able to live up to the celebs and the fashion models. What do you have to say to those young women?
Yeah, I tell people, like, we all were created different for a reason. If we all were created the same, the world would be boring. But what makes the world beautiful is that we all have our own uniqueness. And when you think about it, like, God is the same way. God speaks to us in so many different ways, and he shows up for us and to us in so many different ways that's unique to us. And I always want to encourage young women to embrace what God has given you, because you don't want to throw away what he's given you, because he's given you he's given you exactly what you needed to do what you were called to do on this earth. And I think that with the social media and all the things that we're getting constantly makes us feel that we're not good enough and that we don't have what it takes. But God has already told us that you are who I need you to be. I made you like this for a reason. And then I always want them to go back and figure out those great qualities about themselves. And then even in our weaknesses, we're strong, because God said that's when he shows up. Where we're weak, he is strong. So we're always strong. And to learn how to lean on him in our weak moments and let him carry us through, because within our own power, we're limited. But with God's power, we are unlimited. And I want to help lift those barriers off of our minds, that we can actually be powerful and be who God created us to be, because he already told us who we are and that we are powerful because we have him.
Amen. So how does the average shot putter, you know, financially survive, Michelle, to compete in the Olympics every 4 years?
Yes. It's pretty difficult for most, especially female shot putters. A lot of them don't make it past 2 or 3 years being professional because they feel that they can't work and train at the same time, or they just don't make enough money to survive. So for me, I learned early in my career that if I wanted to make this my job, that I'm going to have to be one of the best. And that means finishing at least within the top 5 mostly top three in all my competitions. Because the higher I place, the more money I make.
Yeah, so when you get the big contract, all of a sudden the pressure's on to stay high in the rankings to keep that contract, right?
Yeah, no, it's true. It costs to do this, and then the older you get, it costs more because you have to do maintenance on your body. So I have been venturing out into other entrepreneurial endeavors just to add extra income to my income so that I'm able to do what I do and be the best at it.
Okay, shot putter Michelle Carter and Shot Diva. Is your website, right?
Yeah, so my website is shotdiva.com. You can definitely learn more about me and the things and events that I have coming up, places I will be going, and just all things Shot Diva / Michelle Carter is right there.
Okay. Three-time Olympian and the first American woman ever to win the gold medal in shot put, Michelle Carter. Thank you for coming back today. Appreciate you being on the show. God bless you.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.